You know what time it is. Time to hang out
with Mr. Cooper.
With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper. With Mr.
Get
Cooper.
The ladies cool.
From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper.
Hang with Mr. Cooper.
With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper. With Mr.
Get
Cooper.
Get the ladies cool.
From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper.
Welcome to the Bit Scoop with Coop. I'm your host, Coop. Big shout outs to everyone that's listening on Apple Podcasts, Pandora, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, wherever you're listening to, big shout outs to you. If you want to catch the video version of this show, make sure you go to my website to catch full episodes at thebigscoopwithcoop.com. Also on YouTube at youtube.com/
the Bit Scoop with Coop. Okay, people, enough about me. Today's guest, she has taken the music industry, the movie industry, and the television industry by storm. She has actually made music. An album is about to come out real soon. It's called Till the End. Also, she's made music that's called What You Want, More Than You Know, Just Pretend. That's just some of her music titles right there. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Miss Haley Sells. Haley just actually finished doing a movie with Bruce Willis that's called Corrective Measures that you can catch on Tubi. Also, make sure you look up her music on YouTube. Look for her album. It's coming out real soon. She's doing big things, guys. Make sure you keep up with her. Follow her on Instagram also at Haley Sells. All right, ladies and gentlemen, enough of me talking about her. We're going to talk to her together, all right? So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Haley Sells. Welcome to the show.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. You're amazing already.
So how's your day going so far?
You know, it's good. I just drove from LA to Vancouver, BC, because I'm about to film something tomorrow. So I'm a little out of it. But I made it. I did all my laundry. I'm unpacked. I can pack again. I'm great.
That's what I'm talking about. Multi-talented. Yeah.
From there you go. I can do laundry. Life
you
is got good. It.
You can't beat that. You can't.
No, you can't. No, and it was free. So that's awesome too.
Nice, nice.
Yes.
Now, Haley, like I told everyone already, you know, you're a multi-talented. You're killing on the music scene. You're killing it on the movie and television scene. But just for the people to just get introduced to you for the first time, when did you first realize that you wanted to actually come into the music industry?
Oh, boy. When I was a little baby, I think I must've come in with it. I joke about that because I was determined to become a superstar at 4. It took a while. It's still not happened. talk about a delayed gratification. But yeah, I was born into a very artistic family. So in some ways I had a exposure to it very early and thought, oh, I can actually do this, which is rare. I fell in love, started piano, and drove my parents crazy. I'm like, you're driving me to this audition and this piano lesson. But yes,
wow,
amazing. But you know, great parents.
Of course, of course. Now, Haley, you know, I tell people all the time, whenever you have a love for something at a young age, it's going to stick in you. And you're a proven fact right there that it stuck
in. You don't give up when things get hard. When you start young, you're like, I already put in X amount of years, and it's like, I can't imagine a life without it. I don't even know what the purpose of life would be. So ingrained.
Wow. Yeah. But I mean, your talent shows. I mean, it really does.
Oh,
so I got to give you props on that. Yes, most definitely.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes. Now, from the age of 4, like you said, you started at an early age, you done the piano lessons. And now look at you now. You're killing it, even from the guitar all the way to the vocals. Piano, you're doing it all. What type of hurdles did you go through to get to where you are in your career today?
Oh boy. Well, the most recent hurdles were, I had it again, really easy. I didn't know how lucky I was. I got signed as a teenager to Universal. Things were great. I was like, this is just totally the way it's supposed to be forever. It's so easy, right? Of course, you say that and you know what's going to happen after that. I did my third record with Universal, this time with the US, and the president and my whole team left the company a week after delivering the masters. And I'd spent about 4 years producing. Like, I was so in it. We had an orchestra. Like, it was majestic, and I had spent so much time on it. And as happens, unfortunately, with many artists, that album got shelved, and I was not allowed to buy it back. And it's still shelved. It's hanging out in the graveyard over in Universal Land. And I wanted to die, like, full transparency. It felt like the record I had been working towards forever. It was finally going to be released in the US. I was just devastated. And of course, decided to wallow in that for a very long time, probably too long. Torture, just, you know, couldn't get over it. And finally, about 3 years ago, picked myself up, pulled myself together, and decided to do an album that was just the album I wanted to make for the first time. Because I think one of the downsides of being in the industry so young is I was kind of a pleaser. I knew the ropes. I was like, I can do this or this. I'll do whatever is going to make the biggest splash. And, you know, this time I finally was like, I got nothing left to lose. And this is the album that, if I have one album left, I have to do exactly what I can say I tried. And so it's been a ride. The last 7-8 years has been a challenge in not giving up. But again, you know, I love it too much.
But you know what, Haley, though, in the music industry, and ladies and gentlemen that's watching worldwide right now, I want to stop me if I'm lying, Haley. Please stop me if I'm lying.
I will.
In the music industry, when you mess with somebody's masters and you put work into it, those are fighting words. Those are, it makes you want to go out there.
I'm like, I am going to be so big. It actually is true. I mean, I think, mm-hmm. you get really depressed, and it just destroys you for a while, and it still does some days. I mean, some days I wake up and I'm like, what's the point? No one's waiting for the album. I should just give up. But it is. It's like the fire is lit. You're like, those aren't. That's not how this story ends. That's not the last page. No way.
Wow. And it's not like you just spent 5 minutes on the album. You know, you did your thing. That was some work that was put in.
Yeah, and your songs, and I was lucky enough to produce it, and it's so sad. Jeez. But you know what? I'm really grateful. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds kind of cheesy, but I am, because that wasn't the album I was supposed to make. I mean, it was a great experiment and experience, but I feel like I was still trying to do what I thought would succeed, instead of this one's just like, dude, this is just the music that keeps me alive, and I'm going to do it, and hopefully someone likes it. So I think it was all for the right reason. Let's hope.
I believe it.
Hasn't come out yet, so you never know.
Now, do you own the rights to this music? Do you have the masters and everything?
Everything at this point. Yes. I mean, we're talking full transparency to labels and whatnot, but this, I did everything because I had no option. To be honest, but I did everything on all the masters. We actually recorded and mixed and mastered 35 songs.
Wow.
But to find the 12 that I would use.
Wow.
So I finally finished it. We did the music videos. I'm very excited and terrified, of course, because there's always the fear that's going to come out and people are gonna be like, what is that? What are you doing?
But you know what? I'm going to call it right now. In 5 to 10 years, ladies and gentlemen, watching worldwide, you're going to see an unreleased album. Unreleased. This will come out. Watch. It's going to be some of this music that didn't hit this one. It's coming.
Yeah.
It's definitely coming.
Yeah.
Now, Haley, did you have any mentors to help you out when you first started in the industry up to right now?
I've had so many. I feel so lucky. I mean, I'd have to say my dad was the first, Richard Sales. He, you know, he recorded everyone from Miles Davis to playing with the Ramones to, you know, he's the dude. And he looks like Santa Claus and acts like him. So life is amazing when you're around him. Like, I can't imagine working with my dad if he was any other dad, but he's so great. So at a very young age, he taught me how to teach myself. And I think that was really important. He would give me the space. Like, it's like, yeah, come on into the studio. And he'd sit on the couch. And if I had some question, he'd be like, oh, well, this is how you do it. But he really encouraged me to learn how to, one, record myself, and two, bring to life what I heard in my head. And then, you know, he played the guitars on, you know, like I'd play the acoustic and he'd do all the fancy guitars. Like, he's just a phenomenal guitarist. So he was, I mean, I wouldn't be here without him. But there's so, I'm trying to, like, my piano teachers, my dance, like, there's, I could go on and on forever. I think the a good teacher can keep you going when everything else falls apart, you know, just their words and the things they've taught you.
Nice, nice. Now, Haley, you have graced the stage and opened up for a lot of people. You have done that. Now, can you name some of the people that you have opened up for in the industry?
Yeah. Oh, yes. So the most recent was Rufus Wainwright, who being, I'm a dual citizen, but being a teenager in Canada, he was, I just loved him so much. And he played piano. He's so emotive and theatrical and such a good songwriter. So we actually just finished the European tour last spring. It's been a year. What is going on with the last 4 years of time? I'm like, what? A year? So he was the most recent. It was amazing. Got to play the Palladium. The audiences were just so gorgeous. And after not being able to play in so long, it was a dream come true. But in my heyday, everyone from NXS to the Spice Girls to Jason Mraz, Ben Harper, and Donovan Frankenreiter. It was just, I lucked out. I got to play with some incredible artists.
That's crazy. That is
crazy. Yeah, it was. And it is.
That's an experience of a lifetime, believe it or not, because there's somebody that was sitting in the crowd saying, I wish I could be up there where Haley's at right now. So, I mean, you're truly blessed when it comes into this industry. You really are.
Thank you.
Now, let's talk about it. I did mention it a little bit earlier. You actually got to collaborate with Sharon Stone.
Yeah.
And you wrote a song that was called Never Before. Now, how excited were you when you actually met her and you actually got to work with her?
I was terrified. I mean, I'd never done a co-write. So my way of songwriting is very... it's not technical. I've never been able to write a song because I want to write a song. It's always, I'm laying in bed. I'm like, oh, I went to the piano, you know? So to go just with anyone to go in and think of writing a song at a set time with a set intention was scary. And then on top of that, for it to be the most beautiful, talented woman in Hollywood, I was a little terrified. So I walked in and, you know, all done up and my little dress and kind of shaking internally. And she came down and just all the nerves went away. She sat next to me on the couch and we just talked about life. And she has this real, like, she is so centered in herself that being around her kind of calms you down. So we talked for a long time and finally, she got around to being like, well, what do you want to write? Like, what haven't you done yet? And I was telling her how I grew up a hopeless romantic, just swept away by the 1940s movies and any rom-com you've ever seen and musicals. And then I remember her going, well, that's not really what you've done so far. And it's true. I hadn't really released that kind of music, even though I'd written it at a young age. She's like, let's do it. Let's write a song that is just that moment when someone just captivates you at such a deep level, you don't know what to do with yourself. And I sat at the piano and started playing around and started humming a melody that I thought would work. And she sat on the couch bare feet and just started writing. And then she'd run over to the piano and she's like, oh, I got it. And it was fantastic. There was some little fairy dust going on there because it was a co-write of a lifetime. And she's still such a good friend and kind of the reason I'm on the up, because nothing was happening for me. And about 2 years ago, she's like, let's do it. Let's release that song. I'll help you with PR. And so I owe so much to her. She's a powerhouse and a sweetie.
So how did you get this set up? How did you meet Sharon? How did it all initially set up?
Yeah, so I was working with a very dear friend of mine, Joel Roman. He was an agent. And he knew her somehow, acquaintance with her, and she had come to him suggesting, she's a phenomenal writer. I mean, she's written a book now and all that, but she'd done songwriting and co-writes, but she really wanted to find a woman to help out and kind of, so she's a mentor as well, you know, to get in there and try and really help. And he, I guess he shared my music and he called me. He's like, just so you know, like Sharon Stone's interested in writing and she might call you. I'm like, what? I thought it wouldn't happen. Forgot about it. A week later, I'm walking down the streets of LA and pick up a blocked phone number. And I hear, hi, it's Sharon Stone. And I almost fell into the street eating a tuna sandwich. It was so classic. So that's how it happened.
Wow.
And I went to her house about a week later and we wrote Never Before.
Ladies and gentlemen watching worldwide, this is proof right here. Whatever you're doing and it seems like it's not moving, keep going. Because seriously, you never know what's going to happen. Look at this. I mean, Haley.
And it comes at the most unexpected moments, too. It's always, oh, it's nothing's, whoa, something's working. Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, never give up, ever. It's always the day after you think you're going to give up that something really comes through.
Wow.
And not the way you expect it, ever.
That's true.
You know, like never how you expect it. It's pretty amazing that way.
That's true. So like I said, and like Haley said, don't give up. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, mm-hmm. an hour from now, even 5 minutes from now. If you're a musician, keep putting the music out there because you don't know who's going to hear it. You really
true.
Don't.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
It could be the one, like someone just turns on one thing or you pop up on one platform and boom,
Jeez.
That's how it happens. So,
that's what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about. Now, we heard what you've done in the music industry with Sharon Stone. Now, let's get in front of this camera. Now, you've done a movie called Corrective Measures.
Yeah.
And you was right with Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
So, now we're jumping from Sharon Stone to Bruce Willis. Now, how excited were you on this?
Acting
side.
So excited. You have no idea. I've been such a Bruce fan my whole life. I mean, he's just got such a, like the camera just gobbled him up, you know, like he's so magnetic on camera. And of course I was again, a little terrified. But when the first day we shot together, he was, you know, doing some promo stills and saw me across the room. We hadn't been introduced yet. He comes up, he's like, hi, I'm Bruce. You're Haley. I'm like, from that moment on, we became fast friends. And he would improvise on camera. Like he was so in tune. Like, you know, it made me, I was drawn into him. It was one of the best acting experiences of my life. And oh, it's so sad. It's so sad to hear what happened. I mean, at that point, I didn't see it. You know, he was so put together, and whether he was dealing with it, he was so professional. It was amazing. So, sweetie right. of a man. I feel like he treated me like a little niece or daughter. And it's Bruce Willis. You're like, oh my God. What? What's happening?
Exactly. Now, Haley, I know Bruce has made 1.7 billion movies in his career, it seemed like. Now, besides saying Corrective Measures, what is your favorite, or let's say your top three favorite Bruce Willis movie?
Well, I have to hands down say, I know it's so predictable, but Die Hard. I just love that. I mean, it's such a classic combination of romance and action. I remember someone telling me to watch. I'm like, I don't like that movie. And I fell in love with that movie. And is it, I feel like I'm forgetting the title probably because I'm so tired, but is it Death Becomes Her? Is that the one?
I think
I'm not
it is.
Sure. He plays, it's he, him. I think that's it.
I think that's it. Death Becomes Her.
I'm like, I'm going to write, it's going to be the wrong title, but that is so good. I just love seeing him in that character because he's so different.
Yeah. How did you feel about him in Armageddon?
I think he's good. I didn't see Armageddon. I'm like, Wait, have I what? Seen that? I don't think I've seen that.
Okay, this is your homework assignment.
Okay,
bye. Yeah, this is your homework assignment. By next weekend, you have to watch Armageddon. It came out in about 97, 98. It came out around that time.
Well, you know, I know why, because I was still totally living in the 1940s at that point. Like, I didn't even know that modern films existed. I was like singing in the rain for me and my gal. Like, I was such a misfit.
Oh, man. Yes. You have to see it.
Okay. I have homework. I'm so excited.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, can you name, and you've done more, can you name some other shows that and movies that you have appeared in?
Yeah. Well, the most recent one, so exciting, is Lucky Hank, the TV series with Bob Odenkirk. Mm-hmm. So we just finished filming that in December, and it was my first stab at comedy in front of the screen. And it was those guys, I don't know how they keep straight faces. They had to cut on me so many times because I would die laughing, because they just improvise at the end of the scenes, and it was great. So that comes out. I get to play this fun kind of zany news reporter that falls into the faculty inner circle. I can't say anymore, but that was amazing. I'm trying to think. My real break was Cedar Cove with Andy McDowell. That was, I'd been working at it for years and couldn't book anything, and then got that, and she was such a darling. I feel like I've gotten to work with such sweet, I'm so grateful, such sweet people. I'm sure there's not sweet people out there, but I've been really blessed. Like, I'm sure you're there. I'm sure I'll come across you at some point, but not yet.
So with any of the shows that you have done, can you tell the world right now a backstage story? How was the environment on any show? You picked a show. How was the environment when the cameras was off?
So Deadpool 2. Ryan Reynolds wasn't in any of the scenes that I was in,
mm-hmm.
but he is such a cool dude. He came down to set and was there the whole day, all the times I was filming. And whenever I'd go off stage, like, he and his co-writer, I'm like, I don't know if I can say that on camera. We'd hang out. No, nothing bad, just a bad word. We'd hang out, and he gave me some great advice about writing scripts. Because one of the other guy was like, I watch all the best films. Like, I really study, like, the Oscar winners. And Brian was like, I watch the worst ones. I figure I can do worse than that, and inspires me. So it was this fun, just hybrid of learning their writing methods. And it was great. He was FaceTiming Blake. He was like, say hi! He was just the sweetest guy.
Wow. Yeah. Nice.
So that's a little tiny story.
nice. Mm-hmm. Now, everyone is watching worldwide right now. If you haven't, make sure you can IMDb Haley. You can look her up, Google her. I'm telling you, you want to check out all the shows and movies she has done. You also want to check out her music. I mean, it is nice, very nice. Just to name some of the titles she's done, What You Want, More Than You Know, Just Pretend. If I keep naming more, the show's gonna be over. So look them up right there to start off, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Now, Haley, are there any other projects that you're working on right now that you would like the world to know about?
Well, the biggest is this album, Till the End. So that's been kind of all consuming the last year and some change, and that will hopefully come out later this, I'd say, fall. And we just did a music video in LA, and I got to bring out my tap shoes and my dance skills from way back. I have not danced in so long, but this guy was phenomenal. The dancer that I got to work with and the choreographer. So it's kind of a nod to old Hollywood. It's amazing. So keep an eye out for Lose Me Forever when that comes out. And I'm actually getting to play a fun little part on an MOW called Something New that I start.
Mm.
In a day? I started a day. That'll be a fun one to watch. A little murder mystery.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
Now, is that the same tease that you gave? I'm talking about the shoes right now. I think on Instagram, you actually posted a picture of the shoes. Well, are those the shoes?
That's such a crazy story. So I'd never met this dancer. His name's Jason Glover. Never met him. You never talked to him before. Show up to dance rehearsals. And he pulls out his shoes. And I pull out my shoes. And we have matching shoes. Like the same color, everything. It was one of those kismet moments where like, whoa, that's crazy. So that was when the Stars Align Instagram post happened. And actually, funny story about those shoes. I did wear those shoes, and we were dancing in a warehouse with, it was very gravelly and lots of divots and whatnot. And we're doing lifts, and he's dragging me across the floor, like, you know, all the swoony dance stuff that you could dream of. And after getting dragged, at one point I stand up and I'm like, the whole soles of my shoes had fallen off. Like the rubber was just like, boop, 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 boop.
Oh my God.
And we had to finish for continuity the rest of the day with these flappy shoes that were kind of taped together. I don't know how the director is going to have some fun editing that one, because it's definitely like when I twirl, you can see this like open mouth. I was going to throw them away. I'm like, these are never getting used again. And then Jason was like, no, you have to keep those. You legit destroyed your shoes dancing. That is so. I brought them home. They just sit in a box. Yeah, I've got them. Someday I'll do something with them.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, you can't get rid of them. You can't. That's a story inside of a story, right there.
I know, right? They're just like my feet were on the ground. Like that's how destroyed they got. So wow. It's classy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of Instagram, what is the best way for everyone to follow you on social media so they can keep up with everything that you're doing?
I mean, I'd say Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, I'm trying to do TikTok, mm-hmm. but I just kind of forget about it sometimes. And then I guess all the usual streaming suspects, but Instagram's, I'm the most present on Instagram. I run that myself and I'm interacting with people on that one.
So what's the Instagram name? So everybody will know.
It's Haley Sales. Super easy. HaylySales.
Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you follow her on Instagram. Tell your family, your friends, your associates, even tell your haters. Tell all your haters to follow Haley. You want to make sure you do that.
Awesome.
Because she's doing big things. Will you be announcing online when the album is ready to be dropped?
Yes. Yeah. All of that will be all over. You'll probably be bombarded by it.
Nice. Make sure you follow her, because this one album you do not want to miss. Tell them the name of the album one more time, Haley.
Till the End.
Make sure you go get it. That's right. Mm-hmm. So I want to tell you right now, to the end of this interview, go get the album when it drops. Make sure you do it.
Yes, please.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, Haley, what advice would you give any male or female that wants to come into the music industry or wants to go into the television or movie industry? What advice would you give?
Oh, you know, I think the most important thing I can say is stay in love with the art and do it for the art. And if you do, you'll never give up, because it's not going to be easy. And so many doors are going to slam in your face. You're going to just be bruised all over. But if you're genuinely in love with the art, you're going to make it. Like inevitably at some point, the door is just going to open. You could be 70. Who knows? Like, you never know. But if you have to do it, never let someone tell you you can't and that you won't. I mean, I've been told no so many times. It's crazy. And it's the few voices that have said, don't stop, that I hold to. And if I could be one of those voices, that would make all the traumatic things I've gone through worth it. But also, I didn't do this. Stay true to yourself and don't do what you think you should do or what everyone on TikTok's doing, or truly dig in. And whether it's writing songs or acting or dance or writing films, whatever medium you choose, try to be as transparent as possible in your art and never let somebody try and change you in a way that isn't authentic. They can inspire you and add to you, but I let people change me and it's cost me a lot. And so those are the two things that I would say most important, but just never stop. We need art so bad right now, and true art. Like we need I feel like humanity is ironed out of art right now because it's so perfect and it's so, you know, we've got, I love Marvel, but we've got Marvel and we've got perfect music. We need humans creating stuff that we can connect to right now. So don't give up.
Wow. You heard her. You heard her right here. Haley told you don't give up. Keep going in this industry. 100 no's equal one yes. Am I lying, Haley?
Yep. Nope. And it could be 1,000 no's.
Okay, but you're right. One, I lied.
It's 1,000. One yes. It's all, you only need one. You only need one.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Now, Haley, this is the last segment of the show. It is called Keep the Floor. So you have up to 2 minutes to say whatever you want. No questions asked. Haley Sales, take the floor.
All right, let's talk about apathy. It kind of is, I feel like I just said a lot of the things I might have said here, but I think it's really cool right now to not care and to be apathetic and to just have this attitude. And I get it. It's, things are not easy. The world is just a mess. And it, there isn't much to inspire us in some ways. And it just seems like no matter what you do, it doesn't add up or whatever aspect of your life is feeling that way. And I think apathy is the only thing that could destroy our planet and destroy art and destroy everything that I care about, which is art and being a human and being messy and in love and passionate and just boldly vulnerable. Try and battle your apathy and try and really put yourself out there, whether even in a relationship. I mean, whatever it is that resonates with you, try to nurture that hope. And the more people do that, I think the more we're going to see a renaissance. And I mean, I feel it coming. I feel this renaissance of art and just an explosion in general of all these things after the winter that we've been through, a very long winter. You know, COVID is not easy. It's been a really long winter, but I mean, actually Tony Robbins said this and he's like, it's the seasons of life, right? You know, you have every season and the toughest times make the strongest people. So I know we've been going through winter and I know social media is, it can be really depressing. I mean, I don't know. And maybe not for everybody, but I find it really hard because you compare yourself and it's all fake. Like, I mean, even when I'm posting, like there's airbrushing happening. Like I don't look like that, you know? So I try to not do it as much, but it inspires us to think all our life has to be perfect and that we have to present ourselves in this cultivated way. And I guess, I don't know, I'm like, is it 2 minutes? I don't know if I'm running over, but just to try and stay hopeful and real and vulnerable and passionate.
Nice, nice.
Yeah. Haley, there's my ramble for the day.
No, you're good. You're definitely good. Haley, we truly enjoyed you on the show. I would love to have you back on again in the future.
Great. I'd love to. It's been so fun talking to you.
That's what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, worldwide, make sure you check her out on Instagram. Follow her on Instagram. Make sure you look out for this album. I told you I want to say this till the end. Look out for this album. Make sure you get it. Make sure you check out everything she has done in the movie industry. Go check out that movie if you haven't seen it yet, Corrective Measures. You want to check that out. Where is it playing on? Is it Tubi?
I think that's Tubi.
Yeah,
Tubi.
I think it is. Yep.
I think that was Tubi. Yep. Yeah.
So make sure you go see that movie. Tell your family, your friends, your haters. Tell your associates. Tell everyone. All right, people. Now, next time on the Bit Scoop with Coop, my next guest is... You know I never announce my next guest. You better stay tuned. Follow me on social media at Bit Scoop with Coop to see who's coming on next. Until the next time, people, on the Bit Scoop with Coop. Peace.